How do you trip and fall 3 times? He ignores my question. Instead, he picks up the murder weapon, a dandelion fork tipped with prongs, and asks,
How did she get her hands on this thing anyway?
I was out here weeding last week. I must have forgotten to put it back in the tool shed. There's still blood on the prongs, and I turn away. Rob, doesn't it bother you how she's reacting to all this? She stabbed Juniper, and a few minutes later she asked for juice. That's what freaks me out, how perfectly calm she is about what she did.
She's too young to understand. A 3-year-old doesn't know what death means.
She must have known she was hurting him. He must have made some kind of sound.
Didn't you hear it?
I was playing the violin, right here. Lily and Juniper were at that end of the patio. They seemed perfectly fine together, until...
Maybe he scratched her. Maybe he did something to provoke her.
Go upstairs and take a look at her arms. She doesn't have a single mark on her. And you know how sweet that cat was. You could yank on his fur, step on his tail, and he'd never scratch you. I've had him since he was just a kitten, and for him to die this way? My voice cracks, and I sink into a patio chair as it all washes over me, a tidal wave of grief and exhaustion. And guilt, because I couldn't protect my old friend, even as he bled to death only 20 feet away. Rob awkwardly pats my shoulder, not knowing how to comfort me. My logical, mathematical husband is helpless when it comes to dealing with a woman's tears.
Hey, babe, he murmurs. What if we got a new kitten?
You can't be serious. After what she did to Juniper?
Okay, that was a stupid idea, but please, Julia, don't blame her. I bet she misses him just as much as we do. She just doesn't understand what happened.
Mommy?
Lily cries out from her bedroom, where I've put her down for a nap.
Mommy!
Though I'm the one she's calling for, it's Rob who lifts her out of her bed, Rob who cradles her in his lap as he sits in the same rocking chair where I once nursed her. As I watch them, I think of the nights when she was still an infant, and I rocked her in that chair, hour after hour, her velvety cheek snuggled against my breast. Magical, sleep-deprived nights when it was just Lily and me. I'd stare into her eyes and whisper, Please remember this. Always remember how much Mommy loves you.
Kitty gone away,
Lily sobs into Rob's shoulder.
Yes, darling,
Rob murmurs.
Kitty's gone to heaven.
Do you think that's normal behavior for a 3-year-old? I ask the pediatrician a week later at Lily's well-baby visit. Dr. Cherry is examining Lily's belly, eliciting her giggles as he presses on her abdomen, and he doesn't immediately answer my question. He seems to genuinely like children, and Lily responds by being her charming best. Obediently, she turns her head so he can look at her eardrums, opens her mouth wide as he inserts the tongue depressor. My lovely daughter already knows how to enchant every stranger she meets. He straightens and looks at me.
Aggressive behavior isn't necessarily something to worry about. At this age, children get easily frustrated because they can't fully express themselves. And you said she's still using mostly 3- and 4-word sentences.
Is that something I should worry about? That she's not talking as much as other kids?
No. Developmental milestones aren't set in concrete. There's a great deal of variability among children, and Lily's progressing as expected in every other way. Her height and weight, her motor skills are all perfectly normal.
He sits her up on the side of the exam table and gives her a big smile.
And what a good little girl you are. I wish all my patients were so cooperative. You can see how focused she is, how closely she pays attention.
But after what happened to our cat, does that mean she might do something even worse when she's... I pause, realizing that Lily is watching me and listening to everything I say.
Mrs. Anstell,
he says quietly,
why don't you take Lily into our playroom? You and I should discuss this alone.